So at each of our Dharma centers, Venerable Geshe-la has established the three study programs, general program, foundation program, and teacher training program. And he has said that the purpose of these programs is to improve our mind. So if we're improving our mind, we're improving ourself. What we really need to do is improve our mind. And he asks the question, what does it mean to improve our mind? The answer is beautiful because it directly relates to everything we learned this morning, in fact, that we've been learning since the beginning of the festival. To improve our mind means we're training in compassion and wisdom. So, very simply, if we are new to these teachings, we simply think, I find a new life, a spiritual life, a happy life, a life that is the liberating path. I'm going to train, use my life in the most meaningful way. I'm going to train in compassion and wisdom. And you have some understanding of what that means. And that understanding will improve and improve and improve, month by month, year by year. And our experience of compassion and wisdom will improve. And again, to give us some encouragement, at the very beginning of modern Buddhism, perhaps those of you who are familiar with this text know this teaching. Venerable Geshe-la says, my intention in writing this book is to give the reader strong encouragement to develop and maintain compassion and wisdom. So this wonderful text appearing from Venerable Geshe-la's heart, which he requested be the first free e-book that could go everywhere, in every language, that everyone could have access to these teachings. Geshe-la continues, if everyone sincerely practices the path of compassion and wisdom, all their problems will be solved and never arise again. I guarantee this. So, right, if we just think, what's this morning's teaching? Put simply, if we're new to these teachings right now, it would be this. Let's try to practice the path of compassion and wisdom and show the value of Kadam Dharma, that we can cause our problems to be solved and never to arise again. I guarantee this. So this training in the path of compassion and wisdom, we can begin simply. So some very fortunate bird from one point of view. From one point of view, it's trapped, which is sad. From another point of view, we can think, what karma has this bird created that amongst this assembly, it's here, hearing, although not understanding, but hearing these teachings. So from this beginning, we just think to ourselves, I don't want to waste my life. I am going to train in the paths of compassion and wisdom. It's so close, it's about to go out the window. And then didn't. It did. So I think, let's not waste what's appearing and turn it into a Dharma teaching. So then we think, you know, we're not a bird, we're a human being, and we're trapped. And Venerable Geshe-la is appearing, saying, go, 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 while you have the opportunity. Train in the paths of compassion and wisdom. Become completely free. Become free. So you know the verse that Venerable Geshe-la has taught us in how to transform your life at the beginning of the emptiness chapter. And he says, Marpo Milarepa said, in East India, near the river Ganges, I met Venerable Matripa, and through his great kindness, I realized all the things that I normally see do not exist. Thus, all my problems and suffering have ceased. And when Venerable Geshe-la gave the oral transmission of this verse some years ago, instead of the last line, all my problems and suffering have ceased, he said, therefore I am free. And he said it with so much joy, therefore I am free. And he said, free from lower rebirth, free from samsaric rebirth, free from rebirth possessing self-cherishing, free from rebirth ordinary appearances and ordinary conceptions. And I'm sure as that bird found the exit and left, there was some thought, I'm out. I'm free. So we need to think, I want this freedom, the freedom that my root guru has, complete freedom from all delusions and mistaken appearances, only having unmistaken appearances. With this wisdom, we can benefit each and every living being, every day, through touching their heart, bestowing blessings, bestowing inner peace, the source of happiness, and appearing for them as whatever they need, in particular, as spiritual guides, teaching the Gandhanora lineage. So, as I said this morning, we need to learn how to turn every appearance into a teaching. Everything with wisdom can teach us something.